It is not what you think. It is not the first time you waste yourself. I have seen it often, the way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep you home. Your words don't worry me, media. Stick and stones. They are straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care, but Creon is the king. You rant at him, are you crazy? Count yourself lucky exile or the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. And so I come from France, and I came over to Glasgow the first time when I was 21 years old. I stayed here for 14 years, then moved to Canada for 10 years. And I really enjoyed the life there, but when you get older, family becomes a priority, and we decided to come back to Europe to be close to our loved ones. And I was really pleased just to be able to get a job at RCS, to be able to carry on my passion and teach the next generation of young dancers. During the summer, I went to see my sister in the south of France. She's got a beautiful house with a swimming pool. And we had a great time, and it was nice, sunny and warm, which makes a change. Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter of King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lust after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Pelias was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Pelias that her sorcery would restore his usefulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion, and so would a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea severed her base plan as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crown about Glaucus' heads made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her pleas was terrifying. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose her betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason has sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hour, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly.